This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. We're listening to a recording of then 26-year-old Gustavo Dudamel conduct the Orquesta Sinfonica Simón Bolívar in Leonard Bernstein's arrangement of Mambo. Dudamel is the most energetic young thing on the podium. Before being named music director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra and principal conductor of the Gothenburg Symphony in Sweden, he was a violinist in the Bolivar Youth Orchestra in Caracas, Venezuela. Dudamel is among several hundreds of thousands of children, almost all from poor neighborhoods, whose lives have been transformed by a program of music education and social change known as El Sistema. El Sistema founder José Antonio Abreu proposed that a child who picks up an instrument will not pick up a gun. Since 1975, kids with few prospects were given ownership of instruments and brought into a community that could change their lives. And Changing Lives is the title of a new book by writer and music educator Tricia Tunstall. She spent several years following El Sistema in Venezuela and in the U.S., where the program is now active in several cities. And she joins us now from NPR in New York. Tricia, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you, Virginia.
Tell us a little bit about these kids we just heard, just fantastic, dynamic music.
Yes, that was the Simón Bolívar Orchestra, as you said, and they are the premier orchestra of an amazing sistema in Venezuela. Many hundreds of thousands of children are playing music every single day after school for hours in Venezuela. And as you said, that's the product of this remarkable system known as El Sistema in Venezuela. The Simón Bolívar Orchestra includes the most advanced and exceptional players, brings them together into this orchestra, which has been touring internationally for probably almost 10 years now. And as you said, their conductor, Gustavo Dudamel, has risen to international prominence and is now the conductor of the Los Angeles Philharmonic.
They call him the dude. They call him Saint Gustavo. He's just a terrific star. He himself, he just turns 30 this very week. Now, how did he get into this program as a kid from Barquisimeto in Venezuela?
He got in pretty much the same way all kids get in Venezuela. This program is free and available to every child who wants to come, who wants to join. And so he became interested in music at a very young age. His parents were also musical and musicians. And he entered the program called the Núcleo in Barquisimeto that was part of El Sistema. El Sistema is a national program that has local programs in many, many cities and areas of the countryside, and each one of these programs is called a Núcleo. There was one in Barquisimeto. Young Gustavo, at the age of 6 or 7, showed very great interest in playing and conducting, so he went as a pupil to the Sistema Núcleo in Barquisimeto, and he studied music and he studied violin. And when he was maybe 11 or 12, he came to the attention of José Antonio Abreu, who, as you mentioned, is the founder of this extraordinary system. Abreu noticed Dudamel's talent, decided he would become his mentor, and accepted him into the Simón Bolívar Orchestra and taught him basically how to conduct. And Dudamel became the conductor of this orchestra at the age of 18. Amazing.
Amazing.
And has stayed with that orchestra, is still the conductor of that orchestra, even while he's the conductor of the Los Angeles Philharmonic.
Let's get a little bit of a sense of Abreu. You spent a lot of time with him. Now, he believes that the minute a child learns to play an instrument, he is no longer poor. He's a musician, yeah, economist, a politician. Proposed this program back in 1975. He told you this story of a young man who'd graduated from the Caracas Conservatory in the early 1970s with a major in bassoon. Now tell us about this story and the meaning for Abreu.
This young man who had graduated from this conservatory as a bassoon major, when he graduated, went to the courtyard of where he was living and set his bassoon on fire. And the reason was, he said, I will never be able to play this professionally in my country. In Venezuela, at that time, there were several symphony orchestras, but they were almost completely foreign from the United States, from Europe. The players were almost completely non-Venezuelan. And it was difficult or impossible for a young Venezuelan musician to find a way to play in an orchestra at that time. And Abreu was a musician, had also gone to conservatory and was very familiar with the situation and was profoundly moved by this young man's act. He also had experienced tremendous frustration that the Venezuelan, young Venezuelan players could not have a chance to play. So he decided he would start a youth orchestra, just himself, with no support, with no money, no anything, just invited a number of young musicians that he knew to come together and play together. And they learned together how to be an orchestra.
El Sistema is not a method of pedagogy. There are no additions. There are no questions raised. But something else. Now, Abreu kind of connected this to the economy as an economist. Probably that's part of where he comes from. But this connection to an entrepreneurial spirit against the monopoly of the elites, was this considered radical?
It was very radical at the time. I was told by many people that I interviewed that he was considered sort of anywhere from eccentric to crazy to think that young, basically unschooled or very inexperienced musicians could actually come together in an orchestra and be a viable orchestra. And he proved them wrong. He galvanized his young players with a sense of what they could do and how great they could be. And they became very enrolled in his vision of an orchestra that was authentically and entirely Venezuelan and could reach the highest levels of excellence. And as you pointed out, Abreu was an economist as well as a musician. So when he went to his government for support, he didn't ask for support from the Ministry of Culture. He said that he wanted his program to get support as a youth development program. He actually went to the Ministry of Youth Development and made the program, clarified that the program was not only a cultural program, but was a way to help and support Venezuelan children and youths who are in economic difficulty. So ever since 1975 or 77, when this program began to be supported by the government, it has been supported as a social program.
Let's pause for what is really at the heart of El Sistema, the music. Now, here is the orchestra at the BBC Proms. Now, unbelievably long, long-standing ovation and three curtain calls after their performance. An enthusiastic audience. Then the orchestra members, they take off their black jackets and they put on their Venezuelan colors and plunge into the Pajarillo, the Alma Llanera. This is often called the second national anthem of Venezuela. Let's listen. We're speaking with Tricia Tunstall, writer and music educator and author of a new book about Gustavo Dudamel and the El Sistema movement for social change through music. And it's called Changing Lives. We just heard Dudamel conducting the orchestra. It's just something wildly emotional about witnessing this. It really is something. What do you think that is? What are they keying into with audiences, not just in Caracas, where we see pictures of, you know, thousands of people turning up for their shows, but internationally?
They are keying into a sheer joy in the music, an absolute spontaneous and intense joy. And they learn that from the very beginning of their experience in El Sistema, when they're very small children. All of the music education and the learning that goes on there is really infused with a sense of the sheer joy in the beauty of the music. And so they really learn that it's an emotional expression from the very beginning. And they are able to communicate that to audiences in a way that I've never seen an orchestra do before. They move their bodies when they play. They're swaying with the sound of the melodies. They're physically and emotionally completely engaged with the music. You cannot listen to them without simply being overwhelmed with the beauty and the excitement that these young people bring to the music.
And we do have a link to see more of the orchestra playing, and that's at wordofmouthradio.org. well, for his exuberance and the way that he imparted that to others. In 2009, Maestro Abreu was awarded the TED Prize. Now, this bestows $100,000 on the recipients, allows them to make one public wish to change the world. It's really worth watching the whole thing. It's translated. We also have a link to that at wordofmouthradio.org. Now, he articulates his vision of inclusion and discipline and passing that along to others, saying, you know, art no longer is at the service of the elite. He's against the monopoly of the elites. Then they give him his wish, which he does say in English. Let's hear it.
I wish that you help to create and document a special training program for 50 gifted young musicians passionate about their art and social justice, and dedicated to bringing El Sistema to the United States and other countries. Thank you very much.
Well, now, Tricia, we know that wish is coming true in cities across America and across the world. Now, you followed and spoke with a number of people who are advocating that bringing El Sistema to other places, and without the tradition of what one calls the ferocious teaching artists in Venezuela. You know, someone adds, kids don't need to learn passion in Venezuela. American individualism gives us the soloist, not so much the orchestra. So how does it work? Is it adopting El Sistema for other cultures, or sort of translating it?
That's a very alive question everywhere that I went. And I did, as you say, I'll go to a number of cities where this movement is springing up, emerging in this country, as well as going several times to Venezuela. I wanted to sort of tell the story of the entire thing, the way that it was born and grew in Venezuela, and also the story of how it's happening here. And as you say, it's not without challenges to adapt this system to the United States, because we have a very, very different image of what music education is. We think of the solo lesson. We think of the sort of individual solitary practitioner honing his craft or her craft until they reach a level of excellence. And the Venezuelan tradition is completely different. It's a learning within community. How to bring that here? I think it's a challenge, but I think it can be done. And it's being done beautifully and successfully in Baltimore, in San Antonio, in Los Angeles, where Dudamel is conductor and taking a very active interest in the local El Sistema program. It's being done right here in New York. Several programs have started. We have one of the oldest, longest-running Sistema programs right here in New York. It's about 3 or 4 years old now. And people everywhere that I saw are adapting it a little differently, because each community is a little bit different. And so the creators of the program in this country are kind of doing a wonderful balancing act between bringing the spirit of community and joy and spontaneity of Venezuela, and also being very responsive to the needs of their own community, so that this El Sistema here can really grow and flourish in its own way. And that's a wonderful thing.
Let's listen to the infectious sort of spokesperson, Dudamel, again, being interviewed by the BBC. He's talking about the experience of conducting the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra.
He's a big soul, you know. When I'm conducting, I feel a big soul there. It's something like... And you see the faces and the eyes, the smile. To live, they need music. And when they are playing, they are giving all their energy like it's the last time or the first time. Wow.
Oh, Gustavo Dudamel there. I read an interview with The Guardian where he says, I am not the Messiah, and that he owes it all to his maestro, Abreu. Now, an old man who still calls people at midnight brimming with ideas. Now, how does he sustain that level of energy, which he's done through, what, 10 administrations by now?
I think something like that. Yes, he has kept this vision going absolutely strong, and without no ceasing, just growing the whole time. And how does he sustain that energy? It's kind of a mysterious. I think he is one of the extraordinary human beings, a real true visionary that come along very rarely in life. And people are beginning to recognize internationally that here is a vision that is profoundly important for the 20th and the 21st century. And I think I think his energy just burns from that, comes from that burning vision inside that he has been dedicated to for all of his life and will continue to be. And it has excited people across the world. It's amazing that as I was writing my book, I couldn't keep up. I couldn't write fast enough to keep up with how fast the movement was growing in the United States and across the world.
Well, you did a terrific job in bringing it across to us. Thanks so much, Tricia.
Thank you, Virginia. Pleasure.
Tricia Tunstall, a writer, music educator, and author of Note by Note, A Celebration of the Piano Lesson, and most recently, Changing Lives, Gustavo Dudamel, El Sistema, and the Transformative Power of Music. Now, we do have a link to much more on the book, including a video of Abreu accepting the TED Prize and a stunning video of Dudamel conducting the youth orchestra, all at wordofmathradio.org. Now, you can also follow our tweets, posts, and occasional flat notes on Facebook and Twitter. Coming up, all Sweden, all the time, with social media's newest darling, after the break, when Word of Mouth continues on NHPR.